And he just passed away in December.
I saw a lot of probably our mutual friends eulogizing him and remembering him. I never saw him play that I can recall, but he sounds like a great guy. Well, I really want to thank you. I hope someday we can have you down here to talk in person. If not play, just have you talk in person in our studios here on the north side. It would be great to do that.
Yeah, if it's too early, that's hard for me.
We'll make it later.
My life.
Yeah,
okay, if you can make it later, because I don't like to get up before noon.
We'll figure it out.
This way is fine. But no, if things open up where it's safe to be out and play again, you know, I have a job right down the street from me that I could do. But I'm not going out and mixing with crowds. I'm not in a hurry to do that.
No.
What I'm doing, but I should say this, what I am doing, which the pandemic actually has given me the benefit of having the time to do, is I'm curating my archive.
Mm.
And I have an archive that will take me 50 years to curate. So I'm plenty busy.
I'm glad you're doing that, because it's going to be really important.
That's what you'll see Monday night. I put together a slideshow about Crawford Grill Number 2 from my archive, where I have photographs and sounds and things that, you know, long since gone, that nobody else has but me. And I'll be giving that to the public. So
fantastic.
Tune in if you can.
Well, that's January 17th, well past your wake-up time at 7 p.m. On Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And Dr. Harrison, I really want to thank you. It's an honor to have you here. I have admired you for a long time. Thanks for joining us.
Very nice to meet you, and thanks for having me on. And hello to everybody, and Happy New Year. And keep jazz alive. You know, it's one thing that can maybe rescue our society from some of the hate and anger that's going around. Because you can't be hateful and angry when you're listening to some great jazz. So.
You bet. Thank you, Dr. Harrison. Thanks so much. We'll play something by Billy Eckstine coming up in a little bit. And again, Open Doors Pittsburgh, the event, King Day, Monday. And you can be a part of it. Go to the Open Doors Pittsburgh website. And they'll tell you everything you need to know. And we've got a lot of birthdays. We're going to get right to it. Julia, happy birthday to you from your family today. Carson of Youngstown celebrates today. Mom, Dad, Casey, and Madeline. Noah from Mom and Dad, Kimberly and Bruce. Happy birthday to Conrad of Pittsburgh from Mom, Dad, and Laura. Lynn of Gibsonia from David. Julian of Fox Chapel from Mom and Dad. Phyllis from Brenda and Garcia. Sam of Point Breeze from Sheila and Gabriel. James from Rita. And Richard of Jefferson Borough from Judy and Peter. Tomorrow we have Caitlin of Dormont. And we have Emmy Ciroli in Chicago. Happy 4th birthday from Nanny and Chuck. Happy birthday to you, Emmy. January 16th, Gabriella, daughter of Bill and Ginger, celebrates on the 17th. Bob in Murraysville from Maryland. Mrs. Furkett of Pleasant Hills. Tom from Dee and daughter Marley. Erica of Texas. Katie of Glenfield. And also on the 17th, we have Diane of Dormont. From Tom and Alma and Scott and Karen and Adam and Aaron and Allison and the whole Reckless crew. On Tuesday, we have Laurie from Monroeville, Level Green, Morgantown, Chapel Hill, Cardiff, California, and now Olympia, Washington. She's been with us for a long, long time. Happy birthday to you, Laurie, from Manda and Lena. Also on the 18th, we have Sarah of Lawrenceville from Brother Paul and Dan and Helen, Maureen of North Braddock, Renee of Fox Chapel from Jess, Rory, and Eric, and Jim of Ligonier from Nancy. On the 19th, we wish a very happy birthday to Julie of Lincoln Place from Mom Barb, Madison of McCandless from Mom and Dad, Jared of Aetna from Gail and Jack, and Gretchen from Mark and Garrett, Finney and Han. On the 20th, Cassidy of Regent Square, Arye of Point Breeze from Jennifer, Shan from Mom Shannon, Dad Bernard, Grandpa Bob, and Grandma Betty, and Dominicchio and Maria. We have Caitlin of North for Sales from Ariel on the 20th. Another reckless birthday, Scott. Happy birthday to you from your family on the 20th. And on the 21st, Fred from wife Beth, and James of the Hill District from your mom. And I believe we've mentioned all of our birthdays. We had one for next weekend that was brought to our attention today. And if you would like to get birthday information to us, you can email us anytime, or you can go to slbradio.org/birthdays and list as many birthdays as you would like to. We'll celebrate them the Saturday of or before their occurrence, include their postal address, and we will make sure the celebrant receives an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a person in uniform right to the person's home. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, and internet radio stations and streaming services like TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and slbradio.org/radio.
I love the rhythm in the rhythm. When the music jumps, I get a lift. Bobby, libo, blubo, 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 anything to make it swing. I love the muted trumpet tone, blended with a mellow saxophone. Bobby, libo, blubo, 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 what a lot of kicks it brings. When that rhythm's in you, the blues don't have a chance. You'll find that groove will win you, make you never think about romance. Jump, jump your rhythm with a riff. Any kind of music, it's a lift. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- When that rhythm's in ya, the blues don't have a chance. You'll find that groove will win ya, make you never think about romance. Thank you. says, riffing is the thing for me.
The great Billy Eckstein at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks again to Dr. Nelson Harrison for being with us in our last hour.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
Hello to Daphne. Daphne wrote a nice letter to the Soundhound that I was a little late in relaying to the Soundhound, but I read him every word. And she mentioned that she enjoyed hearing the sound as she crushed the week's dried eggshells for composting. Hear that, Soundhound? And Terry McDonald, good morning to you. Thank you for your participation. We're going to play Guess Who in just a few moments. Good morning to Jim in Crafton Heights. Nice to have you participating. Also, Margaret. And Julie. Nice to have you along with us here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Before I forget, coming up on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is this Monday, I'm pleased to report that a few long-running Saturday Light Brigade traditions will take place. In cooperation with area teens, we present Streaming Justice, our annual youth-hosted talk show, honoring the life, legacy, and enduring inspiration of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You can tune in at noon Monday, January 17th, Eastern, for this internet-only simulcast on our Youth Express and SLB radio streams. They're available wherever you look for internet radio. Just search on Youth Express or search on SLB radio, and you'll be able to listen beginning at noon on King Day. Also taking place on Monday, King for a Day, where visitors to the Children's Museum will be able to read some of the great speeches of Dr. King, excerpts into our historic microphone. That won't be broadcast, and it'll be a bit limited because the museum responsibly will have social distancing and timed ticketing to be sure that everybody is safe and masks are required. But that will be Monday between the hours of 11 and 3, our annual King for a Day. And we'll have a little more music for Dr. King this hour. And welcome to this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get ready, we're going to play Guess Who. In fact, are you ready to play Guess Who? Let's do it. Guess Who is the game where we give you a pair of initials, and the initials we give you belong to one particular person that we have in mind. That person could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody living, somebody no longer living. Maybe it's somebody from the world of pop culture, sports, politics, history, literature, just about anybody. But we have one particular person in mind, and we think it's likely a name you will have heard before. And now, this week's Guess Who initials, they are A. A. That's A as in Avella and A as in Aspinwall. A. You can guess as many times as you would like. And the best way to guess is by phone or text 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We'll let you know how other people are guessing, so you can help narrow it down. We won't reveal the right answer. I see some guesses are already coming in. 412-200-5975. Ansel Adams just guessed by Zach, and Amy Adams guessed by Matt. Those are not correct. 412-200-5975. Here's Paul Birch.
Back when I was about 12 years old, my family moved to a little town in Mississippi. And anytime we need to get new clothes or go shopping, we take a long drive north up to Memphis. And as we were driving, I'd think about what kind of song a man ought to sing on his way to Memphis. I say, oh, bring a drink of water, Leroy. Bring a drink of water, no. Yeah, if I could get into the Mercy Man, he'd give me some, I know. I got a gal in Vicksburg, Bertha is her name. Yeah, I wish I was tired of Bertha instead of this ball and chain. I'm going to Memphis. Going to Memphis. Well, I do check all of my money, wouldn't let me see the cars. All the boss men about 100 years were sleeping in a hill's backyard. What makes a tough guy tough? A gun, a hand on a rock, a big bank roll, a stripe on his sleeve, something the other guy ain't got. I'm going to Memphis.
Like a bed of weed, I'm a bad seed when I live in
That is Paul Birch. Always with that nice backbeat percussion in most of his songs. I'm Going to Memphis, the name. We've got a lot of guesses coming in as we play Guess Who. The initials are AA. I guess I'm just going to start letting you know who some of the guesses have been. Hello to Ty in Squirrel Hill. Ty had a guess of Abigail Adams. Matt in Eastern PA thought it might be Adam Ant or Arthur Ashe. He just added to that guess. And he also thought of Andre Agassi, the tennis player, not Andre Agassi. And Annie thought it might be Ancient Aliens. Amy Adams also coming in for Matt and Abigail Adams. Mike and Mars has some good ones. In addition to Abigail Adams, he thought it might be Alan Alda or Archie Andrews. Zach in Pittsburgh has Ansel Adams, great guess, and Adam Ant. Jim in Crafton Heights has Abigail Adams and Arthur Ashe. Charlie has race car driver Art Arfons and also Alan Arkin. Christopher, that's a great guess. Christopher just guessed Anna Marie Alberghetti. After which he says, I don't know why I know that name. And I know what you mean. Jeff in State College. Good morning, Jeff. Andre Agassi and Alan Alda. Nick in New York City got it right. Well done, Nick. Bruce has Alan Alda, Alan Arkin, and Arthur Ashe. Parenthetically, I think it is Arthur Ashe. It's not, but a great guess. Let's see. Jeff is in Saco, Maine with Arthur Ashe. And I'm looking to see if I haven't, I think I've mentioned everybody at Jeff in State College. Oh, Jeff got it right. I didn't mention you. Jeff, your first guess is correct. Well done. He also guessed Adam Ant. And let me make sure I haven't missed any guesses. Tom in McCandless has Arthur Ashe, Andre Agassi, Adam Ant, Abigail Adams, Alan Arkin, and Alan Alda. And that gets us up to speed with guesses that we are aware of. And if you would like to make a guess, phone us at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. We would like to have you on the air with your guests. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Alan Arbus. Why do I know that name? Alan Arbus. I'm looking him up. Actor and photographer. Born in 1961, not him. And Jim in Crafton Heights has Ann Archer and another name that I'm going to have to look up here, Alan Arjun. Do, 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 do. Yep. a designer, maybe, I think. And Linda gets to Ansel Adams and Adam Ant. Ron of Edgewood, thank you for your kind email, which I just saw. We have so many email boxes we check. I don't always get to see each and every one. And Mary, thank you for your message. Mike says, with several guesses of Alan Arkin, we should acknowledge his son, Adam Arkin. And you're right. Hi, Lois.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing, Larry?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Fine, thanks.
It's nice to hear from you. Do you Ricky didn't tell me, but do you know the correct answer?
I think so.
Okay.
Is it Alvin Ailey?
Say that again.
Alvin Ailey, the dancer?
You betcha. Absolutely. Well done. Alvin Ailey, the dancer. And you are among the first to have gotten that right. We had a couple other correct answers, but not too many. Was he the first one you thought of, Alvin Ailey?
Yes, I had just seen a program on him on a PBS channel, and it was a very good program.
Yeah, he's an American dancer, director, choreographer, and he founded the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater as really a special place to nurture black artists and to help express the universality of the African-American experience through dance. I didn't know that he only lived to be 58.
He died
in 1989. But his school continues, and he had an AIDS-related illness when he passed, and just a tremendous talent that changed the world of dance, I think, forever.
Yes, I had never seen him, but I had certainly heard about him, and I was just, if you ever get a chance to see that program, it's very good, a special on him.
Yeah,
it's on those upper PBS channels, Create, I think it is.
Yeah, PBS does a number of specials under the banner, I think it's called American Masters. And they're really well done, and they're not always readily available, so it's good to catch them when they're actually on. In fact, Ricky and I saw one the other day. Can't remember what it was, but we were riveted by the way it was put together. It's just really well done. Well, we get to give you a live charge.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you. That's Lois, who came up with the correct answer in Gibsonia. And we also had the correct answer of Nick in New York City. And Jeff in State College also got it. Alvin Ailey. Looking to make sure I didn't miss any answers coming in. And if I did, my apologies, but I think I got the correct answers acknowledged. We need to teach all of these mailboxes to monitor one another. Recently, we posted a picture on our Facebook page of one of my favorite moments, and it was when we had a large group of students from Pittsburgh Sunnyside in our studios. And I don't know about you, but as you get older, you sometimes bunch times together. I mean, it's hard for me to remember what happened last year, what happened last decade, and what happened last week. But we put up a picture of some students who were with us from Pittsburgh Sunnyside, and Daphne mentioned that they are all adults now from that elementary school, and she runs into them frequently around town. Many of them are working their way through college. She saw one, Glenn, who is studying criminology and also working as a security guard at Carnegie Museum. And it's wonderful when you work in a school and you get to see people through the years. We love having that opportunity too as we work with kids, but I can't believe it's been that long. I still remember them being here as if it were yesterday. Now, we've been featuring J.D. Crowe and an album of his that was just released last week. And we're going to get another song from this album on. It features J.D. and Ricky Wasson. And we'll have a song from that. We also will have a scrambled word puzzle for you in our next hour to solve. And a song or two for the anniversary of the birth of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, which happens to be today. And his holiday is Monday. I think you'll recognize this. In case you don't, it's called Handsome Molly.
I was in London or some other seaport town. I'd set my foot on a steamboat and sail the ocean round. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea, I think of Handsome Molly wherever she may be. Raven, eyes shone like gold, her teeth as white as lilies out in the morning cold. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea, well, I think of Handsome Molly wherever she may be. Said if I ever married, I would be your man. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea, well, I think of Handsome Molly wherever she may be.
J.D. Crowe and Ricky Wasson broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. I know it's a square. I just had to think for a minute. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and many more, and you'll find many of them listed at slbradio.org/radio.
Jackson, Mississippi is a mighty white town. White folks like to keep the black folks down. They think they'll be all right, but there's gonna be a fight, and they'll have to share that freedom crown. Yes, they'll have to share that freedom crown. Freedom riders, roll along. Freedom riders, won't be long. They boarded a bus in Washington, D.C. to enter a state half slave and half free. The wheels hummed a song and they sang along, the song of liberty. Yes, the song of liberty. Freedom riders, roll along. Freedom riders, won't be long. Jimmy Farmer was a hard-fighting man, decided one day that he had to take a stand. Led them down to Slavery Town, and they threw Jim Farmer in the can. Yes, they threw Jim Farmer in the can. Freedom riders, roll along. Freedom riders, won't be long. Well, one of these days, and it won't be long, the solid South is gonna sing another song. They'll understand that a man's not a man till he has all the freedoms of the land. Till he has all the freedoms of the land. Freedom riders, roll along. Freedom riders, won't be long. Sing your song.
Phil Oakes at the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Monday is Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Today's the anniversary of his birth. But on Monday, the federal holiday in his honor and memory, we will present Streaming Justice in collaboration with Area Teens. Our annual youth-hosted talk show honors the life, legacy, and enduring inspiration of Dr. King. You can tune in at noon Eastern on January 17th for this internet-only program. It will be simulcast on SLB Radio's 24/7 stream and at Youth Express. We hope you'll tune in. And this morning at about 10:35, you'll be able to hear a snippet from a past program to give you a sense of how Streaming Justice sounds. Speaking of things coming up, the great Fat Man D joins us live in studio just after 11 o'clock this morning. And we also have some youth poetry coming up in our next hour. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. With a scrambled word puzzle, the answer has eight letters. There are eight letters in the puzzle we're about to give you. And see if you can rearrange these letters into one eight-letter word. Are you ready for those words or those letters? They are N-A-M-E. is in mother, E, and then R, A, S's in Sam, P. Now, that works out to be name, rasp, name, rasp. And that's just a way for you to remember the letters and to make sure you heard them correctly. N-A-M-E-R-A-S-P, name, rasp. Or maybe it's a name, spar, however you choose to remember them. The secret now is to rearrange them and do so until you get one dictionary word. And when you come up with the one eight-letter dictionary word that we are looking for, Ricky's auditing me. Are you concerned that I missed a letter? No, she is. I think I've got that right. Hang on. Name, R-A-S-P. She's nodding her head. I've been validated. If you can rearrange those eight letters into one dictionary word, it is a hard one because it doesn't always look right. Phone us at 412-200. Little blush, a little you thumbs up, two thumbs up, all thumbs up. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. I had trouble as well. Name. Rasp, N-A-M-E-R-A-S-P, N-A-M-E-R-A-S-P, no, name, rasp, good luck.
Black suit, shaving kit and shiny shoes, dusted off an old suitcase, tucked in my Bible and a bottle of booze. $50 in my pocket, try to get me a cheap room for 3 days and it's over. It's just something I've got to do. I'm ready for Memphis. There's gonna be a big meeting there. A whole lot could happen. There's just something in the sweet magnolia. Shotgun, I just look out my window and stare. Pick away at my sack lunch. My wife packed it before work. She thinks I'm crazy. She's afraid that I'll get hurt, but I'm ready for Memphis. It's gonna be a big meeting there. A whole lot could happen. It's just something. Streets are deserted, I guess because it's so early. Garbage pile on the corners, I pick up an old paper and read. Feels like a storm coming, the air is hot and sticky. I better find my motel room so so I can wash up and be ready.
Mike Melius at the Saturday Light Brigade and the Ballad of Martin Luther King. And Neil and Leandra did Ready for Memphis, another song in Dr. King's honor. And we'll have a few more, I hope, between now and the end of today's program. Ty in Squirrel Hill is the only person that has solved our scrambled word puzzle so far. Are you working on it? I have to admit, the answer is a word that is spelled differently. I kind of, it's not Kilbasi, but it's one of those words that, like Kilbasi, can be spelled many different ways. But this, at least, is the U.S. English Dictionary preferred spelling. The letters are N-A-M-E-R-A-S-P. Name Rasp. And as a hint, and interestingly enough, the first letter I gave you is the last letter of the word, and the last letter I gave you is the first letter of the word. So it's a 8-letter word that starts in P and ends in N. And Ty, you're the very first, and we'll allow you to work on it too. 412-200-5975. Mike and Mars just got it. And Jim in Crafton Heights got it. So did Jason in Friendship. Hello, Charlie. Hello, Harley. Hello, Henry. Leave it out for another moment or two. Good luck for 1-2-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
Ziggy'll saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Ziggy'll saw the wheel way in the middle of the air. And a little wheel run by faith, and a big wheel run by the grace. God is a wheel, then a wheel way in the middle of the air. Now let me tell you what a hypocrite'll do. Way in the middle of the air, you talk about me and you talk about you. Way in the middle of the air, Ziggy saw the wheel. Way up in the middle of the air, Ziggy saw the wheel. Way in the middle of the air, and a little wheel run by faith, and a big wheel run by the grace. God is a wheel within a wheel. Way in the middle of the air. Some go to church for to sing and shout. Way in the middle of the air. Before 6 months they'll shout it out. Way in the middle of the air. Little wheel run by faith, and the big wheel run by the grace. God is a wheel within a wheel, way in the middle of the air.
One thing sure you can't do,
way in the middle of the air.
Serve the Lord and the devil too,
way in the middle of the air. Ziggy saw the wheel
turning,
way up in the middle of the air. Ziggy saw the wheel
turning,
way in the middle of the air. And a little wheel run by faith, big wheel run by the grace. God is a wheel, then a wheel, way in the middle of the air.
One of these days about 12 o'clock,
way in the middle of the air.
This whole world gonna reel and rock,
way in the middle of the air. Ziggy saw the wheel, way up in the middle of the air. Ziggy saw the wheel, way in the middle of the air. And a little wheel run by faith, big wheel run by the grace. God is a wheel, then a wheel. Way in the middle of the air, way in the middle of the air, way in the middle of the air.
Brian Bowers at the Saturday Light Brigade. We have a newsletter we send out every week, and it's getting more and more subscribers. It's simple. In fact, we've simplified it recently to make it a little easier to read on a phone. You can subscribe to it just by sending your email address to us at slb@slbradio.org. Better yet, go to slbradio.org/subscribe, and you can do so that way. There's a puzzle each week that you can look forward to, plus information about the guest lineup for each week's program. I see a lot of emails here now. Bob in Emlinton came up with the correct answer to the word. Did Ezekiel, seeing the wheel, the wheel is kind of a clue, sort of, no matter how you slice it. Matt got it. I think I mentioned Matt earlier, along with Jim and Jason and Mike. And Ty was the first person to come up with the correct answer. You come up with it. We were looking for Parmesan, P-A-R-M-E-S-E-A-N. Parmesan. Oh, let me. How about if I spell it correctly? Did I spell it correctly? I believe I did. P-A-R-M. E-S-A-N, Parmesan. And that one was a little tough, I think, because there are different ways to spell it. But that's the word we were looking for. You'll also see it as Parmigiano, but we were looking for the U.S. spelling and the Saturday Light Brigade charge. If you came up with the correct answer.
Cheese. One, two, three.
Cheese, peas, pickles, and bananas. Emily, she likes her pizza pie. One day I caught her pouring mustard on her fries. Martin's mommy makes the tastiest things. Hot dogs, cheese, and bacon tied up in a string. Well, that sounds good and all, but I just wanna sing about my cheese, peas, pickles, and bananas. Little mayonnaise mixed up right, just the thing to kill your appetite. My mom, my mom's mom, her mom's mom before wrote down the recipe. There's nothing I like more. No eggs, no rice and beans, not even frosted flakes. No ham, no jam, no spam, no cookies, pies or cakes. I'm only gonna jump for joy, someone's gonna make some cheese, peas, pickles, and bananas. Little mayonnaise mixed up right, just the thing to kill your appetite. When I get older and I can reach the shelf,
I can reach the shelf,
I'm gonna make that crazy
crazy salad for myself. I need a block of cheese, a pot of peas.
Get me a banana from a chimpanzee.
One more thing, can you answer me?
Is there any such thing as a pickle tree?
So whether you're a pizza eater, an ice cream treater, or smother your butter with corn, may sound funny, but one of these nights find yourself with the craving for cheese, peas, pickles, and bananas.
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 Built for two, and all my dreams have vanished, dear, with you. I'll find no one to take your place, so I won't even try. I'll never love another until the day I die.
There's J.D. Crow, the late J.D. Crow, and Ricky Wasson. We've been featuring that album. It is on the Truegrass record label, and it was to be released back in November of last year, but they postponed it as J.D. Became ill. He did have a chance to look at the project and to hear it before he died on December 24th, 2021, as it was nearing completion. There are 14 tracks on it, and J.D. performs on 12 of the 14. Coming up, you're going to get a chance to hear some poetry from students at Pittsburgh SciTech. Also in our next hour from our streaming Justice Archives, we'll give you a sneak peek at what you're going to be able to hear during this year's Streaming Justice program on Monday. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM, McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at 515-605-9542, and slbradio.org/radio.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. That's right. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know that we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Because our hair is